This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Let's get at it here. Back to our discussion of events of the day. It's Tuesday, the 23rd of June, second full day of summertime. Summertime. I'm the singing host, Doug Steffen. Aren't you glad I have a voice, ladies? Summertime.
Jennifer Horn is here. I include that in my prayers every day. I say, oh, God. Doug's really? Voice. I do. Every day.
All right, so the former governors of California have started a league of their own, urging you in California, Jennifer, what's the matter with you? Why don't you wear your face coverings? So what do they do, have a get-together? I can't imagine Arnold and Jerry on the same stage together.
But, I can. Are you kidding?
Well, really? Well, you don't put the two of them in the same league, do you, in terms of efficiency
Arnold
of governorship?
Arnold has really Yes, Arnold has really softened up quite a bit, and yeah, unfortunately, I kind of blame Arnold for the demise of the Republican Party in California because he was really pretty disappointing. But yeah, the mask debate is on in California. The governor sent out an executive edict that people had to wear masks, and now he's getting pushback because a lot of police departments and sheriff's departments in the state don't know how to actually enforce that and say that they will not enforce that, and that includes Sacramento's Police Department, Placerville, Orange County Sheriff has said he's not going to enforce it. So the question is, do you really want cops going around and citing people for not wearing a mask? Or do you want to play to people's senses and say, you need to wear a mask for these reasons and let them ultimately be the decider?
Did he mention that gathering in Manhattan Beach that I sent you that picture of?
He didn't mention it specifically, but he talked about how over the weekend he was very distraught by some of the images that he saw around California. So he Monday is notorious for being very tweaked. It's like a tweak day for Gavin Newsom because he sees all the stuff that comes in over the weekend and, you know.
He's not too creative, not too smart. LAX is going to start using those cameras. So when I go through LAX, they're going to hold a one of those guns up to my forehead to tell...
A thermal scan. Actually, this is just going to detect you by walking through it. It'll almost be like a metal detector.
Where do they put... Oh, really? Huh. Yeah. You mean the TSA is going to enforce it? Is that what that means?
I believe so. Yeah, that's how I understand it. I don't know where the checkpoint is, but certainly probably before you walk in the airport.
Anyway... All right, so what do we have? The difference is always a comparative between Los Angeles and New York City when it comes to our two biggest cities and what's going on there. The connection is obviously very strong. A business in both cities, we're dependent on activity in both of those big cities. Police in New York are warning of a storm on the horizon, kind of what I've been saying about this summer. This is going to be a summer which we will not forget for lots of reasons, some of which we already know, I think some of which we are yet to learn about. Would you say that's accurate, Jennifer?
Yeah, I think the New York police are going to, they're talking about doing a walk-off on July 4th to allow New Yorkers to feel what it would be like without a police force. Mm-hmm. So you've already heard about the blue flu that's coming out of Atlanta after the officers there were charged, some people think very excessively, in the death of Rayshard Brooks. So I think New York is saying we're just going to see how it goes for 24 hours. I don't think it's going to go well.
No. But again, this is the extreme. I was talking about this earlier on. You got to find the middle. Again, the police, the public school system, public services in our communities need to be revamped because they're all out of control. They spend too much money, and we don't get enough for the money, and much of that is laying at the feet of the unions. But also, the problem is the politicians want the union vote, so the unions kind of come in and they pillage and take advantage of that situation, and now we've got what we've got. I think that's, you can pretty much follow it back. Not all the problems, but certainly a lot of them created by that reality, from my point of view. Anyway, you guys both are certainly encouraged to express your point of view on it, but that's where I see the real problem is the intransigence of the unions, and people getting away with stuff that they have no business being in a civilized society. You don't have a school teacher fill brownies with his sperm and give it to his kids and have the school, the student have the union.
His job?
Yeah. He was in his job for a year and a half.
And got paid. He got paid while he was on leave.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I think he got a pension.
Great. So Sarah Saunders is all over the place with regard to the Bolton book. Is it the book, or is she selling her own book, or what is...
No, she's got her own book coming out. We spoke about it. That's the book that's coming out that says that John Bolton was power hungry. So she's got her own book coming out about her experience, not necessarily a tell-all about the administration, but her journey through it. So it's a little bit different than Bolton's book. Would you like to know my two top stories today for you?
Yes, I would, Jennifer. What are they, please? Yes.
I love playing quiz, but this is these are two big ones. One, this one's not going to soup you up. I'm going to save that for a minute from now. Get ready. Lock in. Okay. But the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is advising consumers not to use hand sanitizer products that have been manufactured by Esko Biochem S.A. due to potential presence of toxic chemicals. The FDA has discovered methanol, which is a substance that can be toxic when absorbed through the skin or ingested in samples of Lavar Gel and Clean Care. Both are produced by this company that's based in Mexico. So it's really important if you have some hand sanitizer, and it is coming back to the store. I just saw a ton of it in my grocery store this past weekend.
Why would you waste your money on it? Soap and hot water.
But people,
why
would you people, but if people are going in and out of their car, you don't. Where's the sink? You have to have hand sanitizer.
I keep the hand sanitizer for when I go to the gas station or when I get back in the car to the grocery store. But if, it's really important to look on the label. If it says made in Mexico, you really want to check out the places, because there are about 9 different labels that are produced from the same place, and it's like wood alcohol. If you expose yourself to this, you can throw up. There's a headache, blurred vision, permanent blindness, seizures, coma, and permanent damage to the nervous system, or death. So if you have some of these sanitizers that are out now from Mexico, you should go to the doctor and get checked out. That's what the FDA is recommending, even if you're not experiencing symptoms. So pretty serious stuff if you want to look up on that label to see where your sanitizer is coming from.
All right, let me guess. Can I guess the second one that you want?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dating profiles.
No, that's a good one that we'll save because, I've got tips for you single men. No, this one's all about your favorite Roundup. Here in California, my home state.
Yes,
I knew. I could feel it. It's starting to bubble already. All you have to do is say Roundup, and the emotions start to heap over.
Go right into the, the ozone. Go ahead.
So get this. California can't require a cancer warning label on Roundup.
Huh?
According to a federal judge in California, U.S. District Judge William Shub issued a permanent injunction against the labeling, saying the state couldn't meet a legal standard for such requirement. California requires warning labels on cancer-causing products under the Safe Drinking Water and Toxic Enforcement Act, which voters approved back in 1986. So the state wanted to label products containing glyphosate, which is Monsanto's Roundup main ingredient, because of the 2015 finding by the International Agency for Research on Cancer. But Monsanto sued, and in 2018, Shub temporarily blocked the warning label. In issuing his permanent injunction this week, the judge said the state can only require a private company to change its label if the statement is purely factual and non-controversial, and said that because the U.S. EPA and similar agencies in Europe haven't found a connection between the chemical and cancer, the label will not go on the packaging.
Well, first of all, the EPA refuses because they're in bed with all these big ag companies and these pharmaceuticals that make all this crap. So the EPA is never going to classify it as a full-on cancer-causing chemical. But there are many studies in Europe. That's banned in most European countries because of the studies that they've done. So this is just another example of the EPA failing.
Corrupting the government, corrupting the process. It's all corruption. Wow. Zingo bango dingo bingo. Whoops. All right, coming up, police looking for a woman who deliberately coughed on a baby in a stroller in a restaurant. And Victoria will...
Psycho. Psycho and killer, qu'est-ce que c'est? Like, what is wrong with people? I just don't understand.
And to go back to the government, what's wrong with our government that it's thinking about allowing Chinese language ownership stations in our country. I want to revisit that for a moment or two. 16 past the hour, the focus on pillows, the health and welfare of our listeners is at stake. The report that you issued yesterday, Victoria, on the viruses that are in hotels, especially on pillows and pillowcases.
Yeah, that was surprising. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, so the way to get around, maybe you need to take your own pillow with you. If they don't have, if you are going to go into a hotel, maybe you ask the desk clerk, do you have my pillows in your rooms? Do you have any rooms with my pillows on the beds? And the clerk's going to look at you and say, huh? What? They probably don't even know what a My Pillow is.
I think bringing your own My Pillow is the way to go. Because
yes,
as soon as you get home, you can throw it right into the washing machine on high, you know, or on the hottest water that you can, and wash it and get rid of all of the yucca bungas, as you call it, the coronavirus.
Yep.
Because that is scary. We want to go to Airbnbs. We want to go to hotels. We want to get back to some sort of normalcy without maybe flying. And a lot of families are packing up and taking road trips. But unless you've got a MyPillow where you can go home and know that you're washing it and drying it and it's not going to lose its shape, it doesn't lose any of its firmness, and the safety factor is just so important right now.
Sure is. And you don't want to go to a hotel. You don't want to go out on vacation and get into a hotel and not and be worried about what the,
right,
you know, am I going to get a good night's sleep? Am I going to get bugs eating in my nose and my ears and stuff? No, you don't want any of that. So you want to bring your own pillow with you. That's the safe way to do it. Your own My Pillow, the Dream Pillow. All the pillows are at the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com. Involved in the BOGO sale. Use the DJV code. You buy one at the regular price. The Giza Elegant My Pillow, for example. Those are normally $59.97. With the promo code DJV, you get two for that price. That's how it works, the BOGO deal, explained in detail. I can't do it here in 60 seconds, but you can find out by going to MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials page. Buy those pillows that you can take with you. You can wash them. You can dry them. They're the healthiest pillow in America, made in America, at MyPillow.com.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so this is a woman in her 60s going into a store, Yogurtland in San Jose, deliberately walks over to this baby, a one-year-old baby, and coughs in its face. Oh. What kind of a cretin does that? What kind of
jerk? Did they arrest her?
No, well, they're trying to find her. The picture makes it clear.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Yeah, when the saints go marching in.
Oh boy, this is not an excuse for you to sing. We want to hear the actual stars singing this.
What's the matter with me? I can do all right. McCartney teaming up with the Preservation Hall Jazz Band to perform a lockdown rendition of When the Saints Go Marching In. Dave Matthews is in this group. Dave Grohl, Elvis Costello, Jim James, Irma Thomas, Nathaniel Radler, a couple of others. Come on, crack this up, Phil, will you? Go marching in.
Can we seriously hear the song, please? I haven't even heard it.
You haven't?
No. Oh,
fabulous. All right, go ahead, Phil. This part of the Round Midnight Preserve live stream, hosted by the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, which was put together to raise money for the Preservation Hall Foundation Legacy Relief Fund. The three-hour event, let's see, Dave Grohl and the Preservation Hall Jazz Band's take on Come With Me to New Orleans. Elvis Costello delivered a solo acoustic rendition of The River in Reverse. And Irma Thomas singing Time's on My Side. The event culminated with everybody from the event uniting for the New Orleans standard When the Saints Go Marching In, with McCartney taking a rare turn on the trumpet.
I didn't know he played the trumpet.
I didn't either. Crank it up again, Phil. Wait for a second. The fund was established to raise money for musicians that have struggled to earn a living because of the Chinese virus. Foo Fighters Dave Grohl and McCartney played together a number of times over the years, but this new version of When the Saints Go Marching In is the first time that the Beatle brought his trumpet to the festivities. Yeah, and who knew, right? Who knew? Crank it up again, Phil. Come on. I want to sing. Listen to that. All right, here's another one. I really appreciate Rick Astley, always have. He's decided to record and share his own cover of the song Everlong, which came from the Foo Fighters 13 years ago. He said, sometimes you just have to find a song that'll lift your spirits and put you in another place. I've been doing that a lot recently with music, says Rick Astley. One of the bands I always go to, believe it or not, are the Foo Fighters. He just playing here with his acoustic guitar in the studio in London, launches into the Foo Fighters tune. He kept the first half of the song pretty mellow, and then he let his inner rock star shine during the second chorus by punching up the tune with some serious power. Can we fast forward into that, Phil? Astley's no stranger to the Foo Fighters, especially Everlong. He previously did a version of the song for charity in 2016, covered it live in a Detroit concert in 2018. The Foo Fighters and Astley met at Japan's Summer Sonic Festival in 2017. The Foo Fighters were headlining that. During their set, Astley joined the band for the cover of Never Gonna Give You Up. That's the song he's best known for. Since then, the Fighters have rickrolled another audience. They kicked off a song during the 2019 concert with what sounded like a Nirvana riff, only to have it evolve into this hit with Astley joining him on the stage. So, let's see, how's
it cracking up now? That was funny because when they introduced him, seeing that video, the whole audience, no one believed that Rick Astley was there, and then he walked down on stage, and the whole audience went nuts.
Yeah.
Because that's been a whole thing, being Rickrolled. You know, that's like having him show up when it was an internet kind of a joke.
Yeah.
And so you think you're clicking on a video of, let's say, the Rolling Stones, and then it's really Rick Astley, and then people say, oh, you've been Rickrolled. So Foo Fighters Rickrolled their live audience.
And there you go. And that's the story behind the story. Rick Astley here at Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, Good Day. Whoops, hello, it's not the Good Day Show. That's a four-year-old flip. It's 28 after on the DJV Show.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though. And maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com, and remember to use promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Black Lives Matter demonstrations and protests against police brutality still happening in many U.S. cities, and last night in the nation's capital, police were called in to clear protesters near the White House amid a failed attempt to tear down a statue of President Andrew Jackson. Police entered Lafayette Square with pepper spray, and it was reportedly used to clear the crowd, President Trump tweeting about the numerous arrests made and what he called disgraceful vandalism of the magnificent statue of Andrew Jackson. Six states are holding primaries today. The contests in Kentucky, Mississippi, New York, North Carolina, and Virginia had been delayed because of the coronavirus pandemic. South Carolina's runoffs for state-level offices are going on today as originally scheduled. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
A federal appeals court rejecting California's efforts to label Roundup weed killer as a carcinogen. The court ruled yesterday there's not enough evidence to back up the claim, as only the World Health Organization has labeled the product as a probable carcinogen, doing so in 2015. Bayer, which has owned the Roundup brand since 2018, facing lawsuits from thousands of users, and juries have awarded payments in the billions already, though Bayer is appealing those verdicts, arguing the chemical is safe to use. And Beatles fans can breathe a sigh of relief as it turns out the street Penny Lane in Liverpool was not named after a slave trader. Last week, in the midst of Black Lives Matter protests, which had spread around the world, including to the UK, the Penny Lane street sign in Liverpool was defaced, thought to be named in honor of James Penny, a notorious 17th century slave merchant opposed to abolition. If confirmed, the iconic road was in danger of being renamed. But the International Slavery Museum has now debunked those suspicions, issuing a statement reading in part, "We have concluded the comprehensive research available demonstrates there is no historical evidence linking Penny Lane to James Penny." Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
About 34 at the hour on the Tuesday DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. Today is National Hydration Day. Every June 23rd, the U.S. celebrates National Hydration Day. Proper hydration, vital to living a healthy life, often overlooked. It's easy to forget to have water with you on a hot day, but I'll tell you something. Where I am on the farm this last week has been hot, hot, hot. I've shaken off 6 or 7 pounds just because of being out in the heat. You drink a lot of water. That's good for you, too. Hydration Day was created in honor of late football coach Victor Hawkins, who invented a special hydrating mouth guard to keep the players healthy on the field. Did you know that, Victoria?
I did not.
It was a special mouth guard. I didn't know that. Safety Guard, the company that now sells this fellow's invention, launched this day after Hawkins passing to honor his legacy and encourage others to stay hydrated. So if you're, it doesn't make a difference what you do. You could be an athlete, you could be an exerciser, spending time out in the sun, at the beach, whatever it is. Drinking water is a key to avoiding heat stroke, dehydration, a lot of other dangerous things. One of the things that troubles me is that there's so much plastic everywhere in order to consume. We connect the two, a plastic bottle and the water. That's what we do. And yet, if you had your own thermos or those little carry, what do they call those little bottles that you carry around?
No, I have a swell bottle, but there are a million options that are not plastic.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so
lazy. They, if you're not looking, they're everywhere. You can go into Dunkin' Donuts and buy a reusable water jug or a Swell bottle or Starbucks or wherever. They're yeah. everywhere now.
Yep. So it's something very important for me. I have it with me all the time, water and all the tractors and the toolbox of the tractors and the truck and just wherever I spend my time. I drink most of the time when I'm drinking on the air is the Life Change tea. I drink that a lot. That's good. I think the teas have more. Isn't there something more in? I don't know what it is in the teas. They keep you hydrated better. Do you know what it is, Victoria?
I don't know. I like Life Change tea, but I don't know if there's any extra hydration in there.
Yeah. All right. So that takes care of that deal. Let's go to Rhode Island for the latest. You know the old bulletin. Here's the latest from Rhode Island.
Yes, well, here's a little bit of trivia. Did you know that Rhode Island is not actually the name of the state of Rhode Island?
Huh?
Uh-huh. The full name. There is a full name. You're a New Englander. You should know this.
Yeah, that's right.
The full name, the state's official name is, quote, the state of Rhode Island and Providence Plantations. That is actually the full name of Rhode Island. Now, as you can imagine, Providence Plantations, very problematic in its wording. And so that has come under public scrutiny in the past. It's been something that has been tossed around. In most cases, Rhode Island does not use the full name, but on all legal documents, it is required. So now the governor there, Gina Raimondo, she has signed an executive
order. An Italian governor in Rhode Island? Who would have thought?
I don't think Raimondo is... Gina Raimondo is...
I bet she's Italian.
Raimondo? R-A-I? Yeah. That's South American or Latino.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
And I don't know her. I don't know. But that's just based on the last name. That does not seem Italian to me. But yes, you are correct in Providence. Heavily Italian area.
Yeah.
Just ask Buddy Cianci. She signed an executive order, and it will essentially, for the time being, until it hits the ballot in November, which it will be an official referendum, so it will go to a vote for the people who live in Rhode Island if they want to remove the second part of the name, the Providence Plantations part. So that will be a public vote. But in the meantime, her executive order states that Rhode Island will stop using the Providence Plantations part on all official government documents. And so this is actually the Providence Plantations part of the name is after a settlement that was founded in 1636 by Roger Williams, which now includes the state's capital city of Providence. So it was one small section of Rhode Island that was called Providence Plantations, and then when they became a state, they kept the name.
What happened moving from the Providence Plantation was an outgrowth of Plymouth Plantation. The next place that you go, if you circle around from Plymouth and go around the Cape and come back, the next major port, if you will, or inlet was Providence. And so Providence Plantation became, when people decided to move out, stretch out, if you will, they moved from Plymouth or Plantation over to Providence Plantation.
Mm-hmm.
And
they
went down the coast of Connecticut and formed, I think Lyme originally was a plantation, Groton was a plantation, all the places where there are inlets down there. That's how they came down.
Well, for transport, yeah. Now, back in 1652, Rhode Island passed a law banning African slavery. And so even though that law passed, which... one of my ancestors was involved in that, being a Quaker, we didn't own slaves, and Rhode Island was a prominent Quaker community, and a whole settlement basically of Quakers. So that's why that was way earlier. Think about it. In 1652, they banned slavery in Rhode Island, and it wasn't until Lincoln.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about how early that was, and that was the Quaker influence there. So, but what happened, though, is as time went on, going between 1652 and the Emancipation Proclamation, as the governors changed hands and things changed, Rhode Island did become part of the transatlantic slave trade. And so, and at the time, Newport, Rhode Island, was really established and set up to be the main hub of the triangular trade, and it essentially got eclipsed by New York, which then became the big port on the East Coast, between Boston and then New York was established. So it has an interesting history, the state of Rhode Island, but leading up to the Civil War, obviously, you know, the term plantation meant something different in New England than it did in the South.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's problematic to use that word now. So we'll see. We'll see what the Rhode Islanders want to do in November. They get to vote on it.
So they do. And New Englanders knew, what did we find out earlier, that New Hampshire was the best place to live in the country versus versus where you are in New Jersey, the worst place.
No, that wasn't. New Jersey is not the worst place in the country to live. So back off, everybody.
Yeah.
Back
okay.
off.
Back
New Jersey's
off.
Great.
Yeah. Okay. The situation in the world of sports that I found most interesting today: the focus on students and when they're going to go back to school, and when athletes normally, college and high school athletes, go back in August. The coaches prepare for them to play football, the fall sports, that sort of thing. But because of the China virus, some of the high school programs are uncertain. There are other high school athletic programs that are encouraging youngsters to work out. In Texas, for example, the high school football thing, it's Ohio, Texas, and Florida, they're nuts about high school football, Friday night football.
They have stadiums. The high school stadiums can seat 20,000 people.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Right, the amount of money they spend on this stuff. What would happen if we actually spent that on education? A lot of times, the boosters pay for a lot of it. In fairness, it's not coming out of the public, but there's plenty of money comes out of the public treasury to support sort of. And I think sports is important. Don't get me wrong, but to have overcome the psychological and the social experience that youngsters have in both high school and college, I think is way out of whack. Volleyball, basketball, baseball, these are all fall sports and spring sports as well. So summer workouts in Iowa, for example, the first state to welcome back competitive high school sports, baseball and softball programs started again last week there. So what do we do? A lot of people are eager, obviously, to get back into action. But because there's going to be a high and a low here, I think it's going to be very difficult. Most people realize or understand, yes, that there is going to be an uptick again. It just is. It already is, in fact, starting to go back up again, the numbers going up. And in league with that, I thought something you were talking about yesterday was interesting, Victoria, how the NBA is using jewelry, high-tech jewelry, to monitor the China virus at Walt Disney World. What do you want to give us a little more for those who didn't hear the story? This is a result of the neuroscience department at West Virginia University's Rockefeller Institute. So is this something? What kind of jewelry are we talking about here?
It's a ring for your finger. So it's called Aura. It's O-U-R-A is the name of the company. And it is essentially like a high-end Fitbit or an Apple Watch with the health data. So it has sensors. You're meant to wear it 24 hours a day. It's waterproof. They look really cool, too. They're made for, you know, men and women. And essentially it has sensors on the inside of it. It takes your temperature check in three different ways. Yeah. It monitors your sleep. It monitors your respiratory system, your heart rate. It's very comprehensive, the data that it can actually extract just by monitoring your vitals at all times. But the reason that the NBA is using it is because it can predict coronavirus symptoms 3 days before you actually start showing symptoms. So it can tell it studies your body's baseline, and then it can tell in the subtle ways that your vitals are changing. It can predict, I think it's a 90% accuracy rate, and so it can predict that you're coming down with it 3 days before anyone has a symptom.
Really?
Now, they're $300 each, the rings. They're not cheap.
Yeah.
They sync to an app, and so.
Who did you say made them? They're made by whom?
Aura. O-U-R-A is the name of the company.
You get them where? Where do you get them?
You can order them online.
That's
you just type in Aura Ring. Yep.
Yeah.
And so the NBA players, it's not mandatory, but I think most of them are going to wear them. But again, they look really cool. They're stylish. They're waterproof.
Well,
they're easy.
Yeah, those players are pretty young, and we all know that more young people are contracting the China virus this round than was the case before. They may be better able to get over it. But
if you're in your 20s and 30s, this is the new round that is apparently hitting that age demographic the hardest.
Right. In a moment, I want to talk more about the Chinese radio stations or what the Chinese are trying to do on my medium R connection. That's something we'll focus on in a moment. Right now, let me focus on my teeth. I have I haven't done this for a while. I have the Power Swab Stain Out Quick Stick, which you like from Power Swabs. But I have a nice. Here's what you have to do. When you use Power Swabs, you'll be sent a series of tubes, and when you all you have to do is snap open the tube just like that. Okay, you take a sort of a Q-tip device that has the all-natural patented tooth detergent whitening agent to lighten up your teeth and the stains that are on them. It's been a few months since I've done this. So in 5 minutes, I can look in the mirror and I'm going to see a difference in my smile. And you will too. 5 minutes, coffee, tea, any kind of stains will start to disappear because Power Swabs, look, just like that. It's that simple, that easy, takes that much time, and you're done. You get rid of the stains on your natural teeth, your caps, your veneers, whatever it is. Power Swabs at powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10 for this deal. You get 40% off the usual price, which is, I think, is $99.49 or something like that. So for using the DJV10 code, you get $40 off, then another $10 off, and then free shipping. All natural way to whiten your teeth the smart way. Get rid of the stains. Go to powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10. Save a lot of money. Save your teeth and your smile.
I know deer season is still several months off, but now is a good time to check your stands. I'll share a couple tips of stand maintenance in just a moment.
For over 20 years, Higdon Outdoors has made the best waterfowl decoys in the business. Now they bring that same tradition of painstaking research and development into the world of turkey hunting. Introducing Higdon's new lineup of hard-bodied decoys. Ultra-lightweight and versatile, these decoys have it all. Realistic, high-contrast paint schemes and XHD hyper-feathering detail for each individual feather. And Higdon's Apex stake system delivers natural movement in all conditions. Get real this turkey season with Higdon Outdoors.
When checking stands in the summer, be sure to check all the straps before climbing up. Second, make sure you are tied off and take a buddy with you. Finally, check for wasps or other creatures that sting or bite. They can make a nest in your favorite stand. To learn more, check us out on drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so to update you on this outrage, this has been something that's been on my mind now for two. When did I start talking about this, Victoria? Was it 3 weeks ago when I brought this to everybody's attention? The Chinese buying. Well, the FCC has okayed tentatively the allowance of foreign money into radio and ostensibly television. And I'm thinking to myself, how in the name of God are they going to keep the Chinese from controlling that? Already there are examples of the Chinese buying into stations in Mexico, trying to influence by buying brokered time on stations in California. They're transferring, there's a Phoenix station programming based to China stuff, and Mandarin goes like to Mexico, then to California. Come on, let's smarten up. Ted Cruz is all over this, thank heavens for that. It's 10 before the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Anybody for a swim? All right, here we are in Jaws land. I saw one of the Jackson, who was it, LaToya that was in Sharknado? She was on Match Game and talking about that role that she had there. People, what is it? How do you become a celebrity? Well, let's find out. Here's our celebrity reporter on movies. Charles Curry is here. Chucker, with the theme from Jaws, other than staying away from the beach, what's that all about?
I got a couple good points here. This week in movie history, Jaws was released nationwide, 1975. Changed the way films were released, Doug, because mostly studios always released a tentpole potential blockbusters at Christmas time. Jaws was set in the summer, a novel, best-selling novel written by Peter Benchley. They took a shot, released it in June, became a massive hit, and then going forward, studios started to release their bigger films, not only at Christmas time, but in the summer. Also, this week in movie history, 1989, Tim Burton's Batman was released in theaters. That was a game changer, also because it had the biggest marketing campaign of all time and put a center point on the opening weekend box office. At that time, Batman grossed, I think, like $51 million its opening weekend, the biggest of all time. And then after that, it was you either opened or you didn't, and movies didn't have really a chance to have legs because you had to have an opening weekend. Yesterday, some interesting news. Michael Keaton, who played Batman in Tim Burton's Batman and Batman Returns, reportedly is in talks to join Warner Brothers' Flashpoint movie, playing the character of Batman once really? Again, which I think is really, really like cool. Yeah. I do. Ask me what the number one and two grossing movies this weekend at the movie theater was.
Chuck, what were the number one and two grossing movies this weekend at the box office?
Here's what's interesting. Believe it or not, Jurassic Park was the number one grossing movie this weekend, did $517,000 on 280 screens, or 230 screens, and number two was did $516,000 on 187 screens. Who would have thought, Doug?
I think they're both great drive-in movies.
Yeah, they
they're huge blockbusters. That would be
and
fun
they're also
to watch
playing whatever whatever movie theaters. I think there's like 900 and something screens currently open in the United States. There are some theaters open. So few, I don't know if the I don't think the multiplex chains are, but they've been playing.
They'll be
Jaws,
open. But Bad Boys. I saw what the movie theaters.
Yeah, Bad Boys for Life. Trolls World Tour.
Yeah.
Is also playing. I just want to point out yesterday, director Joel Schumacher passed away at the age of 80. He did movies like Saint Elmo's Fire, Flatliners, The Lost Boys, which is a big cult movie, Falling Down with Michael Douglas and Robert Duvall. I love that film. Mm-hmm. A Time to Kill and The Client, both based on John Grisham novels, both really good movies. And a movie called 8mm that is a great B movie with Nicolas Cage. I'm a big fan of that film. I thought Joel
did a lot of writing, too. He wrote a lot of the movies in the 70s, The Wiz, Car Wash, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Good career. He took some heat for directing Batman and Robin with George Clooney. He did it as a, you know, it's very much a kiddie film. It was overproduced, but he just delivered the product that the studio wanted.
You know, directed the first episodes of House of Cards. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
That's an interesting. That's a real mix. That may have gotten that show off to such a good start. That's probably, wasn't that the number one network show?
It put Netflix on the map in a lot of ways in terms of original content, TV shows. Yep, no doubt.
Yeah, that was a good show. I didn't get it the first couple of seasons, and then. It was just before, I think.
And actually, there's another bit of Netflix news. Netflix has obtained the rights to the Cobra Kai TV show, which is on YouTube Red, which is the Karate Kid follow-up with Ralph Macchio and a couple of the other original characters from the original three films.
Really?
I actually love that TV show. Yeah, YouTube Red's getting out of the original production business, and they were bidding that series around, which is really well received both critically and from a fan base. So it's a good coup for Netflix to obtain that.
It's too expensive. To produce a show from scratch is very expensive, and you two may not have the budget that some of the other outlets
probably were correct
to do that kind of stuff. Yep, very exciting. Chuck, look at all the time and all the information you've passed along.
Well,
and I didn't interrupt you more than once or twice.
No, I think you were pretty fair today with your time. I thought you were going to actually exhaust my time with the LaToya Jackson stuff, but I'm glad you did not.
Okay, there you go. We can save that for tomorrow.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.